Hey, they call me the meat man. Y'all don't see me eat now. Hey, I'm the meat man. Y'all don't see me eat now. I got jaws like a bear trap, a teeth like a razor. I made tack tongue with a sensitive taster. I was born out in Texas, called the land of beef. Never catch a muscle greener, showing the hell that like a meat. I'm the meat man.
You're listening to The Best Barbecue Show, the show where we talk, taste, and even try to cook the best barbecue in Texas, which is the best barbecue in the world. Stover's having a drink.
Cracking a sparkling water. Getting fancy.
How's it going?
Going great. Hungry, of course. I think you were just at barbecue. You smell like it.
Yeah, I just had a great morning. I met the Johnny Barbecue, John from Sonoma, California.
Real meat man.
He's picking up his Moberg smoker here in Austin.
Yeah.
I might go check it out with him later today, but he was nice enough to tell me he was in line at Franklin, and I snuck in right before the bell.
You snuck in?
Well, I jumped in line with him, and he was like 14th in line.
You know, we were there so early that one time we went together, back in November, I think, when they reopened. And we let people, I'm going to say it now because I think the statute of limitations has ended. We let Ray from Ray's Barbecue sneak in line with us and his family.
Oh, for sure. You can always let a couple people in. I always overestimate. I think it's ridiculous that they ask you what you're going to eat, but I always tell them way more than I'm actually going to eat.
Yeah, we don't want to be underfed.
You never know if Robert Sierra is going to drive by, because I think two out of the last three times I was there, he did.
Yeah, he always seems to be driving by. I think he has a GPS set on us somehow. He tracks us.
He's a man about town. He's every fifth person I see sometimes.
How was the food?
Oh, it was delicious.
And
It was, even though John's been cooking on a Lang and cooking Texas style barbecue, it was actually his first Texas barbecue that he ate. So
is that right?
Yeah, it was really fun to watch him pick it apart, and he just, you know, talking about the flavors, and he was just having a great time. And then Benji, the biggest sweetheart in barbecue, took us and showed us the new pit room, which is strangely clean. It's really weird and clean. And it's got, I mean, like this nice shiplap wood on the ceilings. Like, it needs to get a little dirtier.
It will over time. I mean, if you go to one of those Lockhart places like Smitty's, just look at the walls, just caked. Give them some time. It'll get dirty soon enough.
Well, and even funnier, while we were in there, we took a picture. I came outside and I saw a guy in a hat, and he was all smiling, running at me. I thought it was Johnny Texas.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't. It was Andreas from Holy Smoke in Sweden.
Holy smoke!
And he's doing a dozen places while he's in town for a couple weeks.
I love those guys. I'm surprised to hear they're in town. I didn't know they were coming.
I know. For all you fans and friends out there, always tell us when you're in town. We want to come get barbecue with you.
Yeah, we love meeting the meat men. You know this.
That's why we're here.
Speaking of meeting the meat men, we're about to go to another festival, this time in Houston.
Yeah, we're going to Houston to the Barbecue Fest. It's going to be kind of like the one in Austin, but with all Houston guys.
And some people from outside, too. We got some of our favorites, you know, Louis Miller and stuff like that.
Yeah, and
and Southside Market, of course.
I love Southside Market. No one makes sausage in quantity or as rich as they do. K Rico, as they say.
You know, I heard they're even white labeling it. You can buy their sausage and put your own brand on it now.
Oh, well, then we might as well make some meat man
sausage.
That's
what I'm saying.
We need to make, we need to get them to add something. Like, we need to just put like an extra 10% beef fat into all the sausages and call that the meat man.
Yeah, let's open it up to the meat man out there. If we were to have a sausage, what would be in it? Let us know.
And don't forget, there's that recipe contest going all the month of April. We want your recipes. Make a video. Write it down. That's kind of boring. But, you know, do a gift recipe. Make it interesting and send it to us. And the winner's going to get some stuff.
Yeah, like we said on the last episode with Hardcore Carnivore Jess Pryles, you can send us a recipe for whatever you want. But if you send us a recipe for boiled carrots, chances are you won't win her book, The Hardcore Carnivore.
Also, send your love to Jess Pryles. She's a little under the weather from all the cedar and oak pollen. It's an unfortunate side effect of being in Texas, but luckily it doesn't last too long.
Yeah, and coming up, I think this Saturday, April 14th, it's actually her birthday, and she's doing a book signing.
Oh, yeah, we'll be there.
We actually won't, because we're going to be in Houston.
Oh, crap, we're not going to be there.
We aren't.
Oh, I had a whole plan, too. All right, well, we'll have to figure out something else.
So, speaking of Houston, what do you say we get JC Chris Reed on the phone, who helps put on that HOU BBQ Festival?
Yeah, let's call him right now. Hey, JC, you there?
Hey, man. What's
going, guys? How's it going?
Going well, man.
we're psyched to go to the festival next week.
Yeah, it's coming up, huh?
Yeah.
Gosh, it's like 10 days away, yeah.
Yeah, you guys got a new location. You got all kinds of new stuff going on. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we're in the sixth year, so we're getting down there. But this year we mixed things up a little bit. We're up in Humble, which is about 20 minutes north of downtown Houston, so it's not like an hour away. It's actually pretty close. But it's got the reason we went up there, it's got a really good facility up there. It's called the Humble Civic Center Arena. And for various reasons, a lot of it to do with, weather and some other issues, it's just got a lot of infrastructure. It's got a big arena that rains. We can have the whole thing under the arena. As it is, it'll be outside as it always is, but it's a pretty good deal, man. So it's going to be a great year.
There's a lot of people there on the lineup, I'm seeing. Even too many to name on this show. If we did that, it would be the whole episode.
We keep adding. I mean, it's like we keep adding places because people want to come in, and I guess we have a hard time saying no to people. But, we're up to 28 places. That's probably going to equal the most we've had. I think we had 28 a couple of years ago. We had 27 last year. We could have used one more. I think Texas Monthly had 29 back in November. So I think, we're definitely getting up there. But, it's definitely the cream of the crop as far as Houston barbecue goes. We do have a couple of out-of-towners. We got Southside Market coming in. We got Lou Miller coming in. Of course, they're at every festival that we do. Mm-hmm. They love coming to Houston. Other than that, it's kind of the who's who of Houston barbecue.
I hope Louis Miller brings the beef rib. We love it when they serve that beef rib.
He has to. At this point, he has to. It's like everybody expects Louis Miller to bring the beef rib, but he brings a lot of the beef rib, but he also brings that jalapeno sausage too, which people just flip out over that. And he serves a lot of that at our festival also.
Yeah, he seems to bring a ton of food when he's here in Austin. He just they're the last ones to run out of food because they come hard.
They do, and Jason Tedford, he comes out. He loves coming to Houston. That guy is just a workhorse, man. He comes out and he just throws down, and often, they do other events that we do. We do the Super Beef Sunday in January or February on Super Bowl Sunday. And usually Jason and Wayne come down and they throw down at that. So they love coming to Houston. We love having them. And, we always hear maybe, Louis Miller may open up in Houston one of these days, but we'll see.
Ooh, that would be awesome.
That would be a huge move.
You got to break that news.
Rumors are always floating around. I hope so, man. It is. Everybody's on top of that, man. I think Wayne gets calls from like Houston, barbecue writers like every week. Like, what's going on? He's probably kind of tired of us.
So three of the people that are going to be at the Houston Barbecue Festival, meatmen out there have heard on our show. You got Victorian's Barbecue, Corkscrew Barbecue, yeah. Tejas Chocolate and Barbecue.
Yep. Exactly.
It's a real pedigree.
We have every one of the guys or every one of the barbecue joints that were, in the top 50 Texas Monthly for Houston are going to be at our festival. That includes, Tejas and Corkscrew, who were in the top 10. Corkscrew has been at every festival, from day one, and Tejas has joined ever since they opened. They come strong. Tejas brings, the best stuff, and they even bring lots of chocolate. And, man, I'm telling you, people flip out about that. Corkscrew, I think it was last year that they were, smoked prime rib. Just top-notch stuff. And people just, they come and, one of the values that we bring, to Houston barbecue is that, as you guys know, if you're going to drive from one end of Houston to the other, it's going to take you an hour and a half.
Oh my God.
If you're going to go to five or six or seven or eight barbecue joints, it's going to take you a week. Well, one of the big values that we offer is we bring 28 of the best barbecue joints in Houston to one place for one afternoon. You just got to pay for one ticket, $50, and you come in, you eat all you want. It's just, we think it's a really good value, and it's been really successful for us.
We love these festivals for that reason, because normally we have to spend weeks and weeks on the road to be able to eat this food.
Right, exactly. It's the same thing with Texas Monthly. I mean, you spend a year driving around Texas, you know, just going to all the 50 different barbecue joints.
And I'm excited about getting that Tejas chocolate again. I had it for the first time 2 months ago, and I'll tell you what, that chocolate gets you high.
No. I mean, it's like they have so many different flavors. I mean, it's like they have savory, and they have sweet, and they have spicy. You know, when I go to the brick and mortar, I go to eat barbecue, but you know what? I always got to bring some chocolate back to the wife. You know, it's like that's the great thing about Tejas is you can always kind of bring something back. You know, some barbecue, some chocolate. Everybody's happy when you go to Tejas.
Well, and I think Stover was talking about the espresso chocolate because that one was lit. I mean, we were awake after that. We were running around. I was smiling like a fool.
Yeah, it took us 4 hours to get to Houston, and on our way back, it took us 30 minutes because we were driving so fast.
You were pedal to the metal. Huh?
We thought about running back with all that sugar and caffeine in our body.
Well, speaking of Houston style, a lot of these guys do pastrami. Is there going to be pastrami there?
You know, usually Tejas has done pastrami. Regals has done pastrami at the festival before. Sometimes it's just for the VIP. Sometimes they have a little leftover for the general admission. And again, we do kind of a traditional, what we call kind of a Texas monthly style barbecue festival, where you have like a VIP gets in an hour early, so you get in at noon, and then general admission comes in at 1. And so, you know, guys like Regals and Tejas, sometimes they do something a little bit special for the VIP, 1 hour VIP session. And it's usually, you know, something like pastrami or something like the smoked prime rib that Corkscrew did. Everybody kind of uses that as a little bit of a kind of an experimentation platform. They'll bring out kind of their new stuff for that VIP and just kind of get some feedback on it. And, you know, we've launched quite a few new dishes in Houston just, you know, based on, you know, what these guys come up with for the VIP session.
What was it that really first got you interested in barbecue to the point where it's not just an interest, but a career?
Well, you know, it was probably the 2008 Texas Monthly, you know, barbecue issue. That was when, you know, Snows was named number one. You know, that was even before, you know, Franklin Barbecue. I remember seeing that issue on somebody's coffee table and looking at that and reading about Snows and, you know, and thinking, you know, this really sounds interesting, you know, just to kind of make some day trips. You know, you always think about vacations and going on trips and going to, you know, California or New Orleans or Florida or whatever. I was like, you know what? For like a day trip, I can go to Snows or I can go to Austin. And so me and my, you know, business partner, you know, Michael Former, we were like, you know, we were friends in a foodie group here, the Houston Chowhounds. We're like, hey, you know, let's go check out Snows. Let's go check out some of these barbecue places. And we started doing that. And as much as the barbecue is great, it's more fun to talk to the people, to talk to Tootsie and to Carrie and to Wayne and to, all these, you know, old school pit masters. And that was at the point where it was not just about the food, but about the culture and the tradition. And that just sucked us in. And we haven't stopped since.
You're part of the barbecue family.
It is the barbecue community, man. It is a tight-knit community. It really is a fascinating culture.
Well, and the only price of admission is love.
Pretty much, yeah. And, you know, cholesterol medicine, you know, that helps, you know, having some good, you know, cholesterol medicine. But, yeah, fortunately, I've been very, very fortunate in that area. I get some kind of weird genetic mutation where I can eat all the barbecue I want and not have, you know, cholesterol problems. That's always a benefit. But, and, you know, I'd always written on the side about food, and originally I was going to like do a blog. This was back during the blog age, you know, when I was going to do like a pizza blog. And, I think a friend of mine, Sid Tierney over at Chronicle, saw some of my blog stuff and said, hey, you want to come write up something about food? And I was like, yeah, sure. And eventually they said, hey, why don't you write about something about barbecue? And, you know, Mike and I were driving all over the state eating barbecue, and so I started writing about it, and just kind of stuck. And then the Chronicle said, hey, why don't you do a weekly column? And I was like, oh, okay, sounds good to me. I'll do it.
And you also have a barbecue podcast.
Oh, yeah, the Chronicle. I mean, it's amazing. The Houston Chronicle is got this whole studio. It's like a whole podcast studio. You guys know what that's like, probably. And so, you know, they started out doing like a real estate podcast and a sports podcast. And at some point, you know, I just shot an email off to my editor and said, hey, you guys want to do a podcast? And they were very, the podcast guru over there was very skeptical because I think he's kind of had hit and miss on, you know, podcasts. Personalities. He was like, are you sure you want to do a podcast? And I was like, yeah, let's just, you know, just get in there and see what happens and just start, you know, goofing off. And so it was me and Allison Cook and Greg Morago. And I've known them for a long time. We've all known each other for a long time. It was just a great chemistry. And we just started riffing off each other, as you guys know how all that works. And so we ended up with a Barbecue State of Mind podcast. You can find it on iTunes and all the usual places. And we usually do it about once every couple of weeks. But as you know, man, it's just so much fun having these guys. You know, we're going to have Will and Nicole Buckman from Cork Crew is going to come in next week. I mean, you guys know how much fun it is to talk to these people. So very thankful to be able to do this.
Well, and I ran into a guy who's picking up his first Moberg smoker today. You know, there's people starting this out in California. He's in Sonoma, but it's beautiful to see. Wow. You know, Will and Nicole are a great example of just, you know, they put their heads down and just got to it and went from cooking in their driveway to now. I mean, they were packing up our things, refilling our drinks. I mean, the level of customer service does not match the paper on the trays.
That's exactly right. And, you know, that's a theme that I write about a lot. You know, Houston has a very unique barbecue culture, not only in the style of barbecue here that is, you know, it's differentiated from the Central Texas style of barbecue, but there really is this kind of entrepreneurial barbecue spirit in Houston, and it's not just in barbecue, it's a very entrepreneurial town, but it really factors into barbecue. And so, you know, I counted, I think last Saturday, I was just kind of scanning through Facebook, and there were probably about 10 barbecue pop-ups, places I'd never heard before, and they were just, you know, they were just hanging their shingle out, and they were pulling their smoker out, and they were smoking barbecue, and they were serving it, and it really is just like, it really is a meritocracy. It's like, if you make great barbecue, and you stay with it, and you provide good service, and you kind of want to be part of the barbecue community, you're going to have a lot of support to be successful, and Houston is really a good example of that. And the festival, we like the festival. We see the festival as kind of a representation of that.
Well, us and a couple other barbecue podcasts from around the country all hung out a few weeks ago. So next year, you got to come up to the NBBQA festival so we can all record together in that green room they set up for us.
Hey, man, I'm good. Where was that? What city was that in?
We were in Fort Worth at the beautiful historic Stockyards.
Yeah, I believe next year it's at what, in Kansas City?
Kansas City.
Hey, cool, man. Yeah, I'll see if I can get the Hirsch Corporation to pay for my way up there.
Yeah, and we're really finding that there's not a lot of podcasters or media people in general, but we find a ton of people on Instagram, and we're excited to share this big fest because this is going to be, you know, 6 months worth of work in one day for us. But there's still tickets, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on out. We still have VIP and general admission tickets. You can go to houbbq.com, and there's a link to get tickets. It'll be Sunday, April 15th. VIP is at noon. General admission is at 1. Free parking. Really good deals on beer. And 28 of the best barbecue joints that represent really the essential kind of experience of Houston barbecue. That's how we choose the places in our festival. It's not the absolute best barbecue, but it represents the spirit and culture of Houston barbecue. And in most cases, it truly is the best barbecue, but it also factors in kind of that diversity and culture that Houston barbecue is known for. So, it's a once in a life, once a year experience. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, and we want all meat men who go to the Houston Barbecue Festival to look for us, and we're easy to spot because we got Yoni's mustache and we got my hair, and we're probably going to be wearing meat man shirts. So we want you all to come up.
Where are the meat man shirts?
Oh, we'll get you a meat man shirt. Buddy.
All right, man, bring it out. We got plenty of shirts for you too. So make sure to get your BBQ shirts for you too. So So start fasting now and get ready, buddy, because these guys go down hard. They do not hold back. There's going to be all kinds of good barbecue out there.
So at the Texas Barbecue Festival, the Texas Monthly Barbecue Festival, I had two pitmasters dump Big Red on my head. I called it the Big Red Challenge. I wonder what they can pour on my head at this event. Cheer wine, maybe? Do you have a sponsor where they can pour something on my head?
I would say we're going to have a lot of St. Arnold beer there.
Oh,
I would do like a St. Arnold lawnmower or something.
Yeah.
I hate to waste St. Arnold, but you know what? If you're going to pour St. Arnold for any reason, you can pour it in a glass or you can pour it on somebody's head. I think it'll work great.
Love it.
The lawnmower challenge.
The lawnmower challenge. St. Arnold lawnmower challenge. Let's do it. I'll take part in that, actually.
Yeah.
So, JC, we call our fans the meat men. And so we ask everyone to give basically their message. You know, these are guys that either have a tiny little barrel cooker or a green egg in their backyard, or they might be starting a brand new barbecue, you know, venture in upstate New York. So what's your message to the meat men?
You know what? The main thing to do is to do it because you love it. Don't assume you're going to get rich, although there is a possibility that will happen. But start doing it because you want to take care of your family and you want to take care of your friends. Invite them over to the backyard. Eventually and utterly, you will eventually hear somebody say, you know what, this barbecue is so good, you should open a store or a restaurant. And that has been kind of the takeoff point for places like Corkscrew and Tejas. So start with your friends and family, do it because you love it, get some feedback, and if you can take it, you know, beyond that, then go for it, because that's how barbecue dynasties begin.
You heard it from JC Reed. There you go, meat man. Find the love, get started.
Go for it.
Thank you. Keep we going, appreciate man. Your time. We'll All see right. you at the event.
Yeah, thank you so there much. You we'll see you next weekend.
All right, we'll see you then, man.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
So that was JC Chris Reed. I'm a fan of their barbecue podcast. It's not every week. It's about every 2 weeks. You can also find his writing online for the Houston Chronicle. He has a weekly column there. That's a man that knows barbecue. So this is going to be an awesome fest. I can't wait. I wish we would have gone last year, but I guess first time for everything.
Yeah, another guy that we run into all over damnation eating barbecue.
Yeah. You know, Yoni, I was just thinking, when we were hanging out at Victorian's Barbecue with Joey V, he told us we were allowed to come and just hang with him at the barbecue fest and he'd take care of us. I think we should call him up on that.
Oh, for sure. We need to hold him to that one.
You have his number, right?
Yeah, yeah. Here, let me pull it up.
Yeah, let's call him. We'll ask him if he'll take care of us. Because, you know, we were lost at that San Antonio thing until Robert Sierra took us in.
Exactly.
Hello?
Hey.
Joey.
What's up, fellas?
How's it going?
Oh, it's going all right. How about yourselves?
Oh, we're great. We just talked to JC Reed, and we thought we'd call you up and ask you a few questions.
Hey, let's do it, man. I'm all good with that. How's JC doing?
Doing great. I think he's probably very busy in the lead up to this conference, but not conference. Yeah. I just called it a conference. Are we going to confer?
Man, I didn't know we were stepping it up here at the conference.
Fancy. Wear your suit and tie.
Well, so we've had a problem in the past where we don't know where to put our stuff, and you invited us to set up camp at your spot. Is that invitation still open?
It's wide open, fellas.
Yes.
You guys are always welcome to hang out with me and do whatever you guys want to do.
We have a home in Houston thanks to you now.
Absolutely.
I'll sleep in that smoker.
Well, I don't know. Well, actually, it's not going to fire up till in the morning, so I guess you could if you wanted to.
You taking the big one out there?
Yeah, we're taking the big one. You know, that's about 20 foot long, but we're going to be doing the tri-tip on it in the morning and also the ribs, baby back ribs.
Ooh.
Can't wait. Yeah, we're big supporters of your food after eating it, and we can't wait to do it again.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun.
What are you most excited about?
I'm excited to always hang out with the other pitmasters and let everybody try my food for the first time. You know, you hang out with these guys and there's just so much knowledge that they can give you. All these guys that have been around for a long time and me becoming, you know, a newcomer here, it's a great learning experience, and they give me a lot of information to move forward in the future.
Well, and some of these guys don't realize, you know, a lot of our fans, they realize it from the show, but most people don't realize y'all don't have time to meet each other besides at events like this.
That's correct. I was telling Leonard of Truth yesterday, and we were both talking to each other, and he was talking about coming to see me, but the problem is that we both work the same hours all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's kind of hard to go and see each other unless it's maybe someone might be open on a Monday or Tuesday, and then we're able to make it out there, but that's about it.
And you were just in Austin recently again.
Yep, I was in Austin. Good thing Yoni joined me. We had a good old time out there, and finally got to go and see a lot of the guys that I've always talked to for the past year on Instagram, but never really got over there again, like I said, to eat their food or shake their hand and just really spend some time with them. Because when I was out there last time for the Texas Monthly Festival, I barely knew who anyone was, to be honest with you.
Well, the barbecue family, they swoop you up quick.
Yeah, they do.
And so,
I'm loving it.
Now that you're a part of the barbecue family, you've been around Austin, are you excited to share what you've got with the city of Houston?
Oh, I can't wait, man. I've been doing it now for the past almost a year, but we're really cranking right now in the Heights, and I'm enjoying it. I can't wait for the festival to come around, because that's when a lot of the enthusiasts come out. And they're diehard barbecue people, and that's who you really want to get over to your restaurant, because once they like you, they love you for a long time.
And Victorian's Barbecue is located smack dab in the city of Houston, so it's a lot easier to get to than some of the places on the outskirts.
Yeah, we're pretty much in the middle of the Heights. You got to pass by us to get to a lot of other barbecue places. We've got Willow down the street from us also, Pinkerton down the street. We've got Gatlin's on the other side of the freeway from us. And I'm almost in the same spot that Greg Gatlin was, except a street over. So once he moved, I guess he's been gone for about 2 or 3 years, but yeah.
Well, we fell in love with Houston food when we went down there. Not just even barbecue. We had fried chicken, donuts, and all sorts of things. A great breakfast.
Yeah, some Asian food.
It's a great food town.
It's a culinary explosion out here, man. You know, you've got Ronnie Killen out here. You've got Chris Shepherd. All kind of guys that you've heard their names before, that you can actually go to their restaurants and eat whatever they're cooking, and it's just awesome. We've also got the Cajun food, Creole food, the Vietnamese food, Thai food. There's just a lot of different food here in Houston.
Yeah, if you don't mind driving an hour just to get across the city, it's a great place.
That's the thing. People don't realize how big Houston is. You know, they'll come here and you tell them, you know, you take them riding around, and I'm from the south side of Houston near Clear Lake. And if I wanted to go to the Woodlands, that's an hour. And then you tell them, well, we're still in Houston. You know that, right? So it's a big shock to a lot of people that don't realize, actually, how big Houston is. We are the fourth largest city in the nation, but they don't realize landmass-wise, we're probably number one.
And what we were talking with JC about is how great it is that you can go to so many different barbecue places at one of these festivals in one afternoon rather than have to spend weeks on the road.
This is true. This is true. It's going to be a great event. Again, I can't wait to see everyone. I've been getting a lot of DMs from people on Instagram and Facebook saying that they're coming out to have some of our food, have a lot of to meet us and to meet a lot of the other guys that they've been following on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and a lot of different things, or they've been seeing them on TV. So I can't wait to meet a lot of people. You know, that's what I do, man. I like interacting with people, and you guys both know that by now.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun talking to barbecue people. I mean, they're great. Like we were just talking about, we were at that MBBQA convention, and there's few funner places than karaoke at 2 a.m. with a bunch of barbecue pit masters.
See, and that's another thing, guys. When you come back down to Houston and hang out with me, we're going to have to do some karaoke, too. I'm trying to get Kui from Blood Brothers to bring one of their karaoke machines.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah. Now you have to.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I told him yesterday during the meeting that he needed to do that. He just smiled and laughed.
One thing that I was just joking about with JC Chris Reed was having something poured on my head at his festival like I did at the Texas Monthly, but he seemed down with it. He even said he would take part. So he suggested we pour some St. Arnold's beer on my head at the festival.
Not a problem. I'll do it.
That's what I was saying. I think you should be a part of the St. Arnold's Houston Beer Challenge.
The lawnmower challenge.
The lawnmower
there
challenge.
It's almost a blessing at the same time. St. Arnold blessing you with lawnmower or Santo.
Yeah, well, maybe we can just like dump a keg like a fire hose on you.
Like I want a big football game or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone knows that's not true.
You just make sure that you're not the one driving home.
It's going to be hard to beat the pouring skills of Brandon Lamb and Clay Cowgill, who poured the big red on my head, because Brandon Lamb aimed it to go straight up my nose.
Well, yeah, and Brandon, you know, he's got the muscles there, and he's flexing a little bit too, so that's always a good thing.
Well, and Clay did it without even looking. He just poured and looked straight ahead, like blind dump.
I think that was actually one of the first times that I've seen you two guys, and I'm like, what's going on here? This guy's getting a big red port on his head, and the other guy has the best mustache in the business.
Boom.
That's right.
You know it.
You know that
whenever
if you
shave my beard, I'm going to have to rival him for the mustache.
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, please never shave your beard. I know you used to not have a beard, but I think that's a cool look.
Oh, I appreciate that, man. And the thing is, my beard grows so fast, I could shave it today, and in 2 weeks, it'll be back. So.
Yeah, well, you know, that summer's coming, so it might be hard to keep it.
Yeah, it does get hot. I'm not going to lie to you. It gets hot, but, you know, it is what it is. Whenever I shave it, my wife just kind of stares at me. but it's all good. Sometimes you got to shave it, you know, start all over, you know, get with the times or the different trends or whatever. You never know. Russell is now growing a mustache to where he twisted on the end.
I saw that. He looks like a circus ringleader.
Yeah, it's getting longer and longer. I was looking at it yesterday.
Some competition in the barbecue scene for best mustache, Yoni.
Yeah, we could have a contest at this point.
There you go. A stash off.
So one last question. You know, we're going to be there. We get to sneak in the night before because we know all the right people. What's going to be going on? People drinking beer, people drinking whiskey. We shouldn't come empty handed. So what do you need to spend a night cooking?
If I were you, I'd bring something to sit on, bring something to drink, and make sure you got your cool out there because we're going to be cooking also. So get you something to sit on, get you something to drink. And get ready to eat and have fun and talk a lot of nonsense.
Yeah, so. Sounds like our show.
Yeah, sounds perfect.
That's it.
All right, well, the next time we talk to you, Joey, we will be at the Houston Barbecue Festival.
All right, fellas, we'll see y'all later on.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Later, Joey.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Joey Victorian, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, listen to that. We got a home base. We can hang out with them all night.
We got True Meat Men. We're at a whole different level than the last Texas Monthly. Having a great time in a great place, eating great food.
We were running around in circles because we only had 3 hours at that Texas Monthly Fest. Thankfully, for the Houston Festival, we get to go in the night before and hang out with the pitmasters while they're cooking.
Yeah, I'm even thinking about just rolling out a sleeping bag and maybe like getting a sunrise shot or something.
You're just going to camp there? It'll save us hotel money.
Yeah, we got to find out. I've been finding out, now that I've learned to fly a drone, I've been finding out that places you can fly them is a lot less than you realize.
Yeah, and look forward to that, audience, because Yoni's got a goddamn drone now.
Yeah, we're going into the video game here, guys, so look out for some cool videos of your favorite barbecue spots.
He took it up to Snows last week. It looks great.
Oh, it was great. It was so foggy, and there's nothing up there except a big tower, so as long as I don't hit the giant tower, which isn't hard to avoid, and stay above the trees, it looked great.
You gotta let me control that thing.
Absolutely not.
Good choice.
Yeah. You can fly it once it's like 300 feet in the air and there's nothing to hit.
Yeah, I was gonna just try and fly it into my mouth.
I could probably get it pretty close.
Saturday, we will be there hanging out overnight with the Pitmasters. Sunday, when it's open to the public, we hope to meet every single meat man there.
Correct. And if you, you know, if you like watching us go live, we'll probably be live at some point Saturday afternoon and evening.
You saw what we did at the NBBQA. We had about 5,000 stories up over that weekend, so expect a lot.
We're going to test the limits. We'll see if Instagram stops us at some point. All right, guys. Well, jump in on that April contest. Send us your recipes and go out and eat some meat.
This has been a production of Glencliff Media, recorded live in Austin, Texas. Woo-hoo!